Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. My name is Jen Muckley, Director of Family Office Services at Bragg Financial Advisors. Joining me today is Benton Bragg, our President and CEO, and Client Advisor Mark Scavo. You've probably seen the recent headlines or noticed in your own portfolios that the markets have been quite volatile this year. Year-to-date, stocks are down almost 16%, and bonds are down 10%. We're here today to discuss what we've been hearing and to share more on our thoughts specifically about bonds. Benton, would you care to share with us your thoughts on what we've been seeing in the markets recently?
It's been a rough year. Surely you've noticed stock and bond markets are down this year, as you pointed out. There's really been nowhere to hide. But the main reason for this is what the Fed has promised to do. The Fed has promised to raise interest rates. And we've talked and written about many times in the last 10 years about low interest rates and how markets love low interest rates. You've read about inflation. The Fed is determined to fight inflation and has promised to raise interest rates to do so. And that's a big, big deal for markets. It's a big deal for the prices of risk assets like stocks or real estate, but also for assets that are considered less risky like bonds. So that's the big news. There are a few other things going on in the world, as you've likely noticed. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has really roiled markets and exacerbated some of the inflationary impact we've seen and really clogged up supply lines that also is inflationary. China has declared war on COVID, continues to fight COVID with shutdowns that have put millions of people locked up at home. And that has further put the clamp on supply lines and manufacturing. So we've got a number of things going on, but by far the biggest is what the Fed is doing and the idea that interest rates are going to be much higher. So that has really spooked markets.
Mark, as Benton mentioned, we've been hearing about the interest rates that are rising and know that the Fed has raised rates twice already this year. What does it mean for bonds when interest rates rise?
Well, I think it's important to remember what a bond is, right? A bond is essentially an IOU where you're lending money to the government, a municipality, or a corporation. In exchange, they promise to pay you a rate of interest, and they also promise to give you your principal back. It's also important to remember how bonds are priced. So interest rates and bond prices have an inverse relationship. So that means as interest rates are falling, bond prices are going higher. As interest rates are rising, bond prices fall. So obviously now with what the Federal Reserve is doing to sort of head off inflation, it's had a negative impact on the current prices of bonds.
So Mark, why do we own fixed income in our client portfolios?
So we see bonds as the safe asset in the portfolio. So it's very different than a stock, right? Stock is piece of ownership in a company, and it's really priced on that expected future earnings growth of that company. So stock prices are a lot more volatile than a bond price. So it's really important for two things in a portfolio and having those bonds. You know, the first, bonds offer a really valuable rebalancing tool. So since they're typically down less than stocks in times of turmoil or uncertainty, you know, portfolio managers can sell from bonds when stock prices have fallen and buy into those stocks at lower prices. So that really helps the portfolio recover more quickly when the economy recovers or the stock market recovers. The second piece of really why we like bonds in a portfolio is funding our clients' draw. So if we have clients who need their portfolio to supplement their expenses, say in retirement, bonds offer another valuable tool there because if stock prices have fallen significantly, we don't necessarily want to sell from stocks at those lower prices to fund those withdrawals. Instead, we look to bonds and liquidate there to help our clients meet their expenses.
Thank you, Mark. Benton, I wonder if some clients might be thinking that perhaps now's the time to be moving to cash. What are our thoughts on that?
Great question, Jen. It seems like an obvious answer that if bonds are performing poorly, you know, we should get out and avoid future losses. But we would suggest that perhaps most of the damage, maybe all of the damage, has been done, that prices have already adjusted, that investors are always forward-looking, markets are forward-looking, whether it's the stock market or the bond market, you've got people betting real money on those prices. So stock investors, bond investors, they're reading the headlines, they're doing research, they're betting real money. And so bond prices today reflect all of this bad news. Bond prices reflect the fact that the Fed is expected to raise rates multiple times. Bond prices reflect the fact that there is inflation. And so those prices have already adjusted. The yield on a 10-year Treasury bond was 0.5% back in April of 2020. Today, that yield has increased dramatically and is above 3%. That is a huge increase. Most of that, or I should say about half of that yield increase, has happened since the beginning of the year. So bond prices have already adjusted. Interest rates have already risen in anticipation of what the Fed is talking about doing, but also simply market forces. They're telling us that we're going to be in a higher rate environment. So were you to move out of bonds today, you may be selling at a bad time. Now we can look at our bond portfolio and it yields closer to 3%, whereas at the beginning of the year, it was more like 1.5%. So owning these bonds today, we're getting much more yield. Now, we're always quick to say it could get worse. Bond prices could fall further. Interest rates could rise even further. That certainly could happen. But we think a lot of the damage, perhaps all of the damage, has been done, and it's reflected in those prices today. So that's the way we feel about it.
So while we're not recommending that clients move to cash, Mark, are we still recommending that clients maintain their fixed income exposure?
Certainly are, yeah. You know, if you think about it, the alternatives to that fixed income exposure could be things like additional equities, or it could be safer investments like cash. We don't necessarily believe those are great options, especially if it doesn't align with our clients' cash flow needs and their financial plan. If we make that decision now, as Benton said, to, let's say, go to cash from bonds, we're going to miss out on that higher yield that the portfolio is giving us in exchange for a lower yield. So when we think about our portfolios, we're thinking about them long term. And, you know, we're hearing a lot about inflation now, but inflation is always an issue, even at lower rates. We need asset classes that provide a positive real rate of return over several market cycles, not just the one that we're in now. And we believe that bonds will provide that over cash as we look into the future.
So if the Fed is raising interest rates and we're hearing, our clients are hearing, a lot of their friends are selling bonds out of their portfolio, the news looks like nothing's going to go right for bonds, shouldn't we be thinking about doing something? And what are we telling our clients to that end? Benton?
Great question, Jen. You know, if I see that the market is falling, whether stocks or bonds, if these bad returns are piling up, shouldn't I take action in the portfolio? I'm reading articles that say that, you know, this is the worst bond market in 40 years, 50 years. Shouldn't I do something in my portfolio? Our answer to that is that we make the case that if it's in the headline, it's in the price. In other words, if you're reading about a phenomenon in the headline, in the newspaper, if you're learning about it on television, if you're seeing it there, that news is probably already factored into the price of the stock or the price of the bond. So if it's in the headline, it's in the price. And that kind of harkens back to my earlier point that the damage has already been done with bonds. Prices have already fallen. And those prices reflect what the market thinks is going to happen in the future. So market investors know that the Fed plans to raise interest rates this year, and therefore prices have adjusted. Current bond prices reflect the fact that the Fed will plan to raise rates this year. Those prices already reflect that. So again, it's a tough time to go and try to make changes in your portfolio after the fact. If you read, you'll see that a lot of people are doing that. And individual investors have a tendency to chase what would have worked in the past. And what we want to do is think about what's the best thing that will work for us going forward. And we think that means stay the course and be disciplined in the portfolio.
Benson, before we part, is there anything else that you'd like to share today?
Thank you, Jen. Only in review, with bonds, the points we covered were that the damage has been done. Yields are much more attractive today. We could see prices fall further in bonds, but we think a lot of the price decline has already happened. With stocks are volatile. As Mark pointed out, we're gonna see bear markets every 3 or 4 years. Stocks could go down a bit further, but we know that at some point stocks will turn around and go back up. And that's an important thing to consider. You know, when prices are falling, you think, oh my goodness, what's going to happen? But remember what you own. When you own stocks, you own pieces of actual companies. People that work in those companies, they get up every day and they go to work and they try to solve problems. And that's what we own when we invest in the stock market. And that gives us a lot of confidence that problems will be solved. People are good at figuring things out and moving forward. As we like to say, people are good at making things bigger, stronger, faster, more efficient. And so we count on that happening when we own pieces of those companies. And that's stock ownership. So we're going to remain diversified and keep our discipline. And we think that the portfolio will serve us well in the long term. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you, Benton. And thank you, Mark, for joining me. And we hope that this has been helpful. If for anyone interested in reading more, please look at our recent quarterly commentary that was released March of 2022. Benton Bragg's article entitled Ping Pong shares many of the same points that we've discussed today, as well as the market commentary provided by Matt DeVries in that same commentary. For anyone else with questions, please always feel free to call your advisor here at Bragg Financial Advisors, and thank you for joining us.
This audio was recorded on Tuesday, May 10th, 2022. All data mentioned in the recording are as of May 9th, 2022, unless otherwise stated. Bragg Financial Advisors is a registered investment advisor offering portfolio management and planning services to individuals and institutions. The opinions expressed here represent the current good faith views of the speakers at the time of publication and are subject to change. This information is believed to be accurate but should not be used as specific investment or tax advice. You should always consult your tax professional or other advisors before acting on the ideas presented here.